Classy Ring Attire Podcast. I'm Joel.
I'm Chris.
It's time to get classy.
Let's do this.
The week before SummerSlam. The night before SummerSlam. That's not it at all.
No. This is the week before SummerSlam.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yes.
I'm not getting that wrong again?
Yes.
Okay.
It is correct. It is now. It is now.
I didn't want to miss. I know I misled you and Chastity last week.
Yeah, with your SummerSlam is this week.
And you guys, like idiots, believe me.
I didn't. I stood tall.
Oh, whatever.
For my belief in SummerSlam dates.
You were unsure.
I was unsure. That's fair.
There you go.
So, but yeah.
Not a whole lot happened during the week.
Yeah.
To cover.
Yeah, mostly, most of what I have to say revolves around the card, so.
Yeah.
I'm content to go ahead and just jump straight into card chat.
Let's go for it. We start off with the kickoff. They did announce who would be on the panel for the kickoff show. That would be Natalya, Booker T, and Shawn Michaels. I don't know who's hosting. Fingers crossed for Renee Young. Mm-hmm. That's just me because I adore Renee Young.
So Natalya's on the panel?
Yes.
And on the card.
Yeah, well, they announced the panel before they added her to the card, so I don't know if that's going to change anything.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I mean, I'm pretty sure they can put another well-spoken diva if they really want that. Although, I will say this, I will kind of... There's indication that Big Show might have a match in the card.
Yeah.
And I kind of find that disappointing because I actually enjoyed Big Show on the panel.
He was not bad on the panel.
I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Here's my actual... Big question, interesting question.
Okay.
Is, will they be promoting Total Divas during SummerSlam?
If they decide to have... What time does Total Divas usually air? 10?
I think so.
If they have the match between Natalya and Brie at the 10 o'clock hour, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Be like, watch Total Divas, which is happening right now, or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know...
Put the matches that no one cares at the 10 o'clock hour. So, like, we don't really want you to tune away, but if you did right now, we would understand, even though it's for an hour, and that's pretty much the rest of our pay-per-view.
Yeah.
All right, so the match during the kickoff is for the U.S. Championship match, and so that's Dean Ambrose versus Rob Van Dam.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting that they're putting Rob Van Dam... for free on YouTube. It's weird. Like, I understand. No. Yeah, they want to have compelling matches for the kickoff, the kickoff show. That's understandable.
I mean, to be fair, look at what we had last month for the kickoff match.
True, and it was a fantastic match.
Yeah. I mean, I can kind of see this. Rob Van Dam still gets to work for the crowd that he wants to work for, which, you know, has been the big thing, I feel, for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he has a technical title shot, which means he also got the win moment of glory this week on the show.
And he's guaranteed to be done for the night in order to watch Total Divas.
Yes.
Because we all know that's exactly what Rob Van Dam and Dean Ambrose are all about.
Yeah. Well, Dean Ambrose might have something later.
Possibly, yes.
I mean,
if he wants to get involved.
He has to run in. And, you know, I think that unquestionably has to at least play a little bit in your predictions for these matches is when you separate the Shield into multiple matches.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen with something.
Right. So, who are you picking to win?
I'm going to go Dean.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with that, too. I'm going to give it a good 4 maths because I think these guys can pull off pretty good math.
Yeah.
From what we've seen... With Rob Van Dam over the past month.
Rob Van Dam's
and
come
Dean
back.
Ambrose being Dean Ambrose, I have pretty good expectations from this.
I mean, Rob Van Dam has come back to, like, top career peak for, you know.
Yeah, like, he just, I don't know, I love the energy he has right now.
Yeah.
You know.
So, good on you, sir. I really gotta say.
I do like that. There was, he lost a match... on SmackDown, and then on Raw, like, one after the other, and all of a sudden people all, you know, the internet was obviously, you know, oh, God, they brought Rob Van Dam just, you know, to job to people, so they started calling him Job Van Dam.
Yeah. But then he won.
But then he won, and those people are like, they probably have something else to complain about.
Yeah, of course. But no, he's been looking good doing it, so.
Although there was one nickname that I heard about from last week that I did enjoy for Wade Barrett after his beard incident. They called him Sweeney Job.
Sweeney Job, yep. I saw that one. Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah, so, well, internet taketh and giveth.
The internet giveth, the internet taketh. You're right. All right, next up.
We have a possible match. It was listed on sites other than WWE.com.
Yeah.
And it very well could happen after what we saw on Raw. Tag team championship match between The Shield and Big Show and Mark Henry.
It is hard to say that Big Show and Mark Henry won't win this.
Yeah.
Because they like making those kind of tag teams.
Yeah, and they like having those guys, you know, carry the gold.
Yeah. And, you know, all honesty, all fairness, it's two huge dudes. I get the, like, unbeatable tag team kind of gimmick that you want to give them. I could honestly live with that if Dean Ambrose keeps the... So you still have some gold in the Shield.
Yeah, still have some sort of purpose with those guys.
Yeah, you definitely, you know... You can recuperate their, you know, whatever loss in momentum that these guys would get by losing here.
I'll add this. I didn't get a chance to show you because you missed the first bit of Raw.
Mm-hmm.
They did another one of their you know, undisclosed location promos.
Right.
Looked like they were in a sewer. I'm not even kidding. And they were talking, but then Dean Ambrose just goes into this really great promo. Like, he just promoed all over the place. Like,
yeah.
It was really well done. And I was like, oh, Dean Ambrose, you're so polished. I love it.
Did he say what they were specifically going after?
No, of course not. It's the Shield.
Generic injustice problems.
Yes. It's like, we've served justice quite a bit. And okay. we're gonna keep serving justice all over the place. That was usually the message, but
it sounded so good the way he said it.
Yes, the way he did it was fantastic.
No, I get that.
Alright. Yes. It's hard to say that WWE won't have Big Show and Mark Henry win.
Yeah, but
as much as I hate it.
Well, but at the same time, there is no reason for them to win. Like,
No. It would basically give Mark Henry something to do, and it would give Big Show, who's just now returning,
mm-hmm.
as a face, it would give him something to do right out the gate.
Yeah.
So, I get it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like you said, there's no reason to take the belts off the Shield.
Yeah.
Unless they have something else in plan, you know, in mind for him.
Yeah, they might.
Which is...
Here's the thing about the Shield for me right now.
Okay.
After SummerSlam is our next big thing is Survivor Series, which will be a one-year anniversary for the Shield.
Yes.
Which, because they debuted in such a, you know, impactful fashion.
High profile, yeah.
What's your motivation? I really feel like there should be it's 1 year later. What have you done? How have you succeeded and failed the Shield?
Yeah.
/ the Shield being like, it's time to kick it up a notch. You know, we've been here a year and there's still these problems and here we go. It's time.
So now they get a sword.
Yeah.
To go along with the Shield.
Is it Brock Lesnar? He has a giant sword tattooed on himself.
That is a giant sword. And he can just swing his chest at people.
Yep.
Fair enough.
I mean...
I didn't know where you were going with that, but yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah. That's why, yeah, whenever they mention something, I'm like, it's Brock Lesnar. He's got a giant sword on him.
So. Well, okay. When I see that tattoo, I don't think sword.
It's a sword.
I think it looks like something else that I won't say.
It's a sword.
Ruin her reading.
Yeah, but it's a sword.
I know.
Look at that really swordy-looking sword.
I know.
So, but...
But it doesn't always look like a sword from different angles.
It's a sword.
Okay.
Anyway, my point is that I could see that as a reason to get the Shield out of any sort of title scene.
Yeah.
But
it would still give them purpose to be on camera.
Yeah. I will begrudgingly give it to Big Show and Mark Henry. Cheers.
I'll say 3 stars.
If these guys...
Automatic.
2 stars for
Shield. 2-star push for Shield.
Yeah. And I've seen Big Show and Mark Henry do good things, so maybe they'll do good things.
Rarely with each other, but yes.
Yeah. So they broke the ring to set up for your favorite match of the year that year.
Yes. And, you know, the one thing that kind of kicked off Mark Henry's big streak when he, you know, threw Big Show at the cage and fell over on Raw. That kind of really started the whole Hall of Pain thing.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Alright.
So, our favorite match of the night, Natalya versus Brie.
Yes. Yes.
My favorite, I mean, it's happening.
Yes. Yes.
Are you skipping? Do I need to like
they clearly I mean you or it's something?
Yeah, it's a total Divas promo. Like, well, Natalya's going to have the Funkadactyls in her corner and Brie's going to have her sister and the redheaded
Eva Marie.
Yeah.
Well, what it really is footage for
JoJo's just like, "Seriously, guys? Seriously?
I'm on the show, you guys.
I promise you I'm here."
It's footage for season 2.
Unless she gets another really bad headache and then she'll just drop. Yeah. Pretend like she's going to drop out again. That was pretty much episode 3. JoJo was like, "My head hurts. My boyfriend's here and he wants me to go home with him even though he's a total loser and he won't amount to anything in life." Yeah, he totally gives off that vibe.
Yeah. Okay.
That's episode 3. Just in case you were dying to know.
Thanks. I'm all cut up now. No, it's promo. There's gonna have necessary backstage stuff for season 2 because I'm assuming all of season 1's been shot now.
Oh yeah.
So this is just stuff for season 2 of Total Divas. You know, we'll get backstage. It's SummerSlam.
Do you think they're gonna start it like this soon, like after season 1? I mean, granted, it's getting pretty decent numbers.
I mean, I don't know how soon they'll start season 2.
Oh okay.
But I do think that SummerSlam will be part of season 2.
Okay, I just don't know how far ahead they're going to record. This isn't Newsroom.
Yeah. Well, no, but, you know, we got WrestleMania at the very beginning of this one, so that's X number of
Fair
months
enough.
Away. So,
well, yeah.
You know, I think it'll be, you know, we find Natalya has a match on
a pay-per-view.
It's the biggest, you know, thing of the year, and, well, you know, how will this affect her, you know,
I mean,
life,
I just think it's a plus that Natalya's on a pay-per-view.
Yeah, Natalya's on a pay-per-view. That's awesome.
Yeah. And we get the better of the two Bellas.
True that.
So, it could be worse.
You know, and we have...
We could get the non-wrestling Funkadactyl.
Yeah.
Versus Eva Marie. Who I'm still... I'm still completely convinced that she's an actress.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but, you know, we have expressed a desire for more Divas on shows with competent and consistent matches and storylines and etc. So maybe this is happening.
Possibly.
Don't overmath it though.
Natalya wins. Natalya
wins.
Two maths.
Fair enough.
Mostly for Natalya.
Yeah.
We got the mixed tag team. Dolph Ziggler and Caitlyn versus AJ and Big E. So technically two Divas matches, kinda.
Yeah, kinda. I don't like this match.
Yeah.
Dolph Ziggler should be in the championship scene.
I know, but I mean, they wanted to play off, like, you know, AJ and Dolph are no longer together and they can't really face each other. You know, like the typical tag team that breaks up. They always fight each other.
Yeah,
it's just that same thing, except they can't fight each other.
Nope, I get it. But Dolph Ziggler should be in the championship scene.
I know, and I'm kind of ready for Big E to do his own stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as he ends up being the MVP of every AJ segment,
yeah,
I'm ready for him to be the MVP of his own.
Well, that's the thing is, like, Caitlyn and AJ can completely carry a match all by themselves. They can put on a fantastic match.
Mm-hmm.
And they have consistently put on a fantastic match. And if they literally just had a Caitlyn versus AJ match the next couple of pay-per-views, I would not be complaining.
Well,
I mean, I might need 3 pay-per-views from now, but...
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, some people are feeling like it's... Enough is enough. Like, we've gotten a lot of Caitlyn and AJ. Granted, we've been scrapping for it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's almost time to kind of give it a rest? I mean, they can always pick up a feud later, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, like... The thing is... I don't care about what they might replace it with. you know.
True, yeah, yeah.
There's nothing.
There's Layla kind of lurking with her new heel turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when we, you know, go back to the Del Rio and Sheamus thing is the best example of something that went on for way too long that we just hated, was it was like, anybody else could be in this match right now. This is, you know, this is taking up this title shot slot on each and every card, and I want other stuff in that slot.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot that I want in the Divas match slot other than Caitlyn and AJ.
True.
Yeah. So, yeah, I totally get this. Enough is enough. You know, leave while you're hot. You know, don't tarnish what you have, and you can always come back later kind of thing. But I don't mind seeing them again, and it's something where I'm like, I you know, I would be okay if they threw a few more of these matches out. As long as they kept it at the same level of consistency.
Fair enough.
But I get it, and, you know, there will be some Dolphin Big E stuff going on there. But Dolph should be in the title scene.
I don't know. So, who you got?
Dolphin Caitlyn.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you on that. I'll give it 3 maths.
3 maths?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Shoot for the stars. Math it up.
Alright. 3.5.
Oh, come on.
3.75?
This is Dark Horse for Match of the Night. For me.
Seriously?
Dark Horse, yeah.
Alright.
I mean, there's two very clear, obvious things that contenders for Match of the Night.
I'll add a third, but yeah.
There's these two matches, and one of them is going to be Match of the Night.
Mm.
And they're at the end of the card. But,
kind of like how we were expecting Match of the Night from Payback to be Jericho and CM Punk, but it ended up being just completely out of nowhere, Del Rio and Ziggler.
Yeah, if something comes out of nowhere to become Match of the Night, this is the one I think is most likely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what Dark Horse is. I don't expect it to be, but,
okay,
you know, yeah, Dark Horse Match of the Night.
I'll stick with 3.75 stars.
Okay.
I'm glad that's acceptable to you.
All right, Johnny Cash match.
Ring of Fire match, Kane versus Bray Wyatt. I think this is the dark horse for match. Because, I mean, this is something we haven't seen in a long time. Yeah. Granted, we usually see Inferno matches. Ring of Fire matches is essentially the same thing, except you don't win by setting the
ring on fire. You don't have to set something on fire.
It's submission or pinfall.
Yeah.
I think that this has some... this is Bray Wyatt's first match with this character.
Mm-hmm.
First official match. And it's something like this. This is... I don't know. I mean, I'm really excited about it.
It was kind of like this weird match for a weird character kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how his brothers are going to get involved in it. If they are going to get involved
unless
in
they
it.
Just don't care about getting on fire, which would add a new creep factor.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm also... put in the back of my head is, you know, Kane just signed on for See No Evil too, so he might be taking time off, so this might be
this might be how to injure him out.
Because not everyone's seen it and can shoot a movie and still work a WWE schedule.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I'm impressed by that.
When, like, No.
Man, it's like, Cena has a new... It's like, when did he do that?
Exactly.
Like, during the Divas match?
I mean, some of those movies, I wouldn't be surprised. The one where he wore that weird trench coat? Yeah, he totally did that during, like, at least a Divas match and maybe undercard.
It's like, he's like, oh, did you see my promo today, John Cena? It's like, no, I'm sorry, I was shooting Reunion too.
That's what it was called, Reunion.
So
yeah, so I think this could be a pretty awesome match.
It could be. No.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna say it's gonna just automatically be an instant classic. Like, there's still a lot we don't know about Bray Wyatt, and you know, not everyone can have a good match against Kane. We've seen that in the past.
But I think this is a very critical match to... I don't want to say make or break this Bray Wyatt character, but...
elevate?
Go a long way to that. If he does great in this match, it'll go a long way to solidifying, you know, alright, I'm buying into this character, I'm buying into this creep factor.
Yeah.
Show more. And if this is not a good match, it's going to go a long way to be like, eh, it's a good idea in theory and on paper, does not work in the ring.
Yeah.
You know? And it will be harder to come back from that. So I think this is a largely critical match. And yeah, not a make or break, because I think you could come back from, you know, either way. But it could really go good if it, right. for good things.
This could either skyrocket Bray Wyatt mm-hmm. or just kind of leave him where he is for right yeah. now.
Yeah, and you make a good point. If Kane is, you know, getting ready to leave out, this would be a good moment for him to really service this younger guy.
Right.
And there's a better way to say that.
I didn't even catch that.
For Kane to help out the career of Bray Wyatt. Let's move on to the next match.
I didn't predict the winners.
There is no winners, only losers.
So Joel thinks the boys getting serviced will be the winners.
Yeah, I'll predict Wyatt to win.
Same here. I will give it a very optimistic 3 3/4.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
I really like that number today.
3 3/4?
I guess so. Cody Rhodes versus Damian Sandow. This could go kind of a long way for the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really didn't take off like we were expecting it to after Money in the Bank. Because at Money in the Bank, we're like, oh, they're going to just make their own money with this.
Yeah.
And it kind of was your typical SmackDown feud with, you know, comical hijinks.
Yeah.
Which I guess you can expect that with a character like Damian Sandow.
Yeah.
But the comical hijinks was coming from Cody Rhodes.
Like, you don't understand. They were shooting an episode near a body of water. Body of water trumps everything.
I understand that. As we've seen.
Rock and Cena, their most favorite feud of 3 years.
Right.
Had to stop because they were filming near a body of water. And so, they had to stop and throw stuff in the body of water.
Mm.
That's how it works. But yeah, I will give this one to Cody Rhodes. This is, if they go super serious on this match, eventually the briefcase will be put on the line.
Yeah.
If they don't, then this will kind of be it, and they will go their separate ways. Cody will get his victory. Sandow will lick his wounds. Because it's very clear with the way stuff is going on that they, as always, as they've done, they have a clear, distinct storyline for the winner of the Raw Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know what's going to happen with that, you know, SmackDown Money in the Bank. They have a guy they kind of think they might want to put it on, and he's going to carry it around for a while.
Right.
So, this is another case, I think, where Damian Sandow will go away and, you know, not have anything for a month or so, and then kind of come back and start to get built up.
Right.
So, I give this one to Cody.
Yeah, we're agreeing on, like, every match today. Yeah, I'm going to give it to Cody, too. I think they're more trying to build Cody as a face than they are. I mean, Damien's solidified in the heel realm.
Oh, he can.
You know, and they've already established that he was kind of a fluke winner of Money in the Bank in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, they're settled with that role. So I think this is more of a match to build Cody. I think it'll be a decent match, you know. Damien Sandow, we see moments where in the ring where we're really impressed, but then there's moments where like, okay, we're not really seeing a whole lot here. Yeah. And to be honest, same with Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Especially in the past year when, you know, he's just kind of been swimming in circles. Mm. So if I'm interested to see what kind of, I don't know, what kind of energy they bring to this match.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think this, you know, you give Cody a victory. Sandow's strongest suit has always been his mic work, and he can come back and be right back where he was with a good single promo. Then you give Cody a, you know, kind of, I didn't win money, I was cheated out of my Money in the Bank moment, but I will continue to pursue, you know, this, the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah.
And start having him poke his way into, you know, top tier matches.
Yeah.
That's what I'd do.
Okay, I'll give it a three maths.
Three maths, okay, yeah. Fair enough.
We have the World Heavyweight Championship match, Alberto Del Rio versus Christian.
Okay, were we done with Dolph Ziggler and Del Rio? Like,
I mean,
what? Why did this not continue? Why was this match not beaten into the ground?
Well, I mean, because it's all based on the fact that AJ cost Dolph the last match.
Yeah. But
so that means he has to turn his focus to that factor than the championship. I understand, but it's WWE logic. Like, your focus is on one thing until something comes and interferes with that, and then your focus will shift. Because apparently everyone works with blinders. I know.
I mean,
he'll be back, Joel. He'll be back.
I have to fight Del Rio.
I know. Him and Del Rio had a great chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Like, I want Del Rio to win this match. I feel like I don't want Christian to mess up Dolph Ziggler and Del Rio.
True. And I feel like we've seen Del Rio and Christian a lot. But we really haven't.
We haven't that much.
I mean, there was that point in time around WrestleMania where Edge really couldn't work those matches, so they put in Christian, because they were saving, we know now that they were saving Edge for WrestleMania.
For WrestleMania, get his final WrestleMania.
And then after that, we just saw a bunch of Christian and Randy Orton.
Well, we saw some Christian and Del Rio in there, too.
Because
Christian won the thing, and then Del Rio had to fight him again. It also doesn't help that they were feuding during a time period where they were really trying to force Del Rio down our throats.
Yes.
They're really trying to be like, this is a top heel, right out of the gate, top heel, major contender.
Mm-hmm.
And so
they also, and I don't remember if you were here for it, they did have a quick video package for Christian that was very, career retrospective kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, it was talking about the whole one more match thing. I don't know if that's just them trying to promo for the match or just kind of being like, his time's almost up, which, you know, his age and how many times he gets injured, I can't imagine he has that many more matches left in him.
I think it's interesting to kind of consider how you would close out Christian's career.
And, of course, most of those recaps involve Edge.
Yeah.
Like, almost all of it.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the thing, is Christian, you know, unfortunately for him, it will always be a little bit overshadowed.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, it seems like he's okay with it, just, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
it's his best friend, of course he's gonna be okay with
it. You know, and this takes nothing away from Christian. He's, you know, done great things in the ring, even in his singles career, but he was
one of the few guys to go on TNA television while still being employed by WWE.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a feat in itself. Like, if you can accomplish that, that's impressive on a different scale.
Yeah, very, very true. So, I just think that, you know, Christian does deserve a little bit of a, you know, swan song, Twilight
area. Of course, yeah.
You know, one more match, graceful kind of thing. It'd be cool if it was at WrestleMania. I don't know if they'll make room for it at WrestleMania.
No. SummerSlam is fine.
Not to say that this is clearly has got to be the last match and point to it. But, you know, is SummerSlam a close enough kind of thing for him?
Right.
For him to have his one last match kind of thing. So,
yeah.
I will give this to Del Rio, largely because I need Del Rio to hold the championship till Ziggler can get back in that scene.
I will disagree with you and go with Christian.
Okay.
Just because we've been agreeing way too much. Because
we've agreed too much.
I'll give it a good 3.5.
All right.
Stars. Or maths. Maths. That's the stable.
These stars you speak of. Don't be silly.
I don't know.
Don't be coy.
Next we have CM Punk versus Brock Lesnar. I was surprised that there are no stipulations. But I'm pretty sure they'll let the rules go kind of loose. I want to be excited about this. I do.
Yeah.
I mean, the promos between CM Punk and Paul Heyman have been absolutely legendary. But it all depends on what kind of Brock we're going to get.
Yeah.
You know? Are we going to get Brock when he was against John Cena? Or are we going to get the first two matches of Brock versus Triple H? The last one wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
I will admit that. I don't know. And the fact that there are no kind of stipulations is kind of weird because I don't think Brock Lesnar has worked a regular,
without stipulations match.
Yeah, a clean regular match.
I think you're right.
Yeah, since he's been back, I don't think he has.
Yeah.
I just don't want him to be, you know, shoot, take down, then Kimura hold.
Yeah.
Or a Kimura lock. Like, that, because that's all the first match was.
I hate to say, I will almost guarantee you're going to see a Kimura lock on Sunday.
I know. But, like, those matches with Triple H, especially the first one, that's all Brock Lesnar did. Shoot, take down, Kimura lock. Shoot, take down, Kimura lock. And just repeat.
Yeah.
I was so sick of that dumb move. Just in that one match.
I'm going to be more optimistic on this match, largely because I've enjoyed the Comfortable Blows confrontations that they've had.
Oh, yeah. And that has made me feel better gradually.
Yeah.
You know? It's CM Punk. He tends, like Daniel Bryan, he tends to get the best out of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, if anyone can pull a really great match out of Brock Lesnar, it would be CM Punk.
Yeah. You got CM Punk to win?
Yeah.
Really? I was pretty.
Yeah, I don't know. Of course, I always want Punk to win.
Yeah, but I'm saying prediction. I figured this is one of the more obvious ones because I was assuming Lesnar was gone for a while.
Yeah, but they kind of have to, because I'm assuming this is the last time we're going to see Lesnar before WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And that's going to be Lesnar. We're all predicting Brock and Rock. So Brock has to be a formidable foe.
Yeah, but there's plenty of time to do that if you're going Brock and Rock. I think that CM Punk, you know, losing to Brock Lesnar would immediately be clamoring for some sort of rematch kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, without Brock, he doesn't have a chance for that. And we just did CM Punk lost his smile after The Undertaker. And so
that basically was what happened, yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, that would be the thing to do after Brock if Brock wins is that. And just to do that exact same little story bit, no. And CM Punk can easily continue his feud against Paul Heyman with Brock having lost.
Yeah.
You know, you bring in Curtis Axel, you really start to build him up against CM Punk.
Yeah, because he really hasn't. Yeah, he's kind of just kind of fallen through the cracks.
He's fallen to the wayside, but, you know, you do a paper, rock, scissors kind of thing where CM Punk beat Brock Lesnar, but Curtis Axel can beat Punk. That makes Curtis Axel.
Wow.
Wow. That was close.
That's very close to me having to have to be beat.
Yeah. Curtis Axel beats Punk vis-a-vis Curtis Axel is Paul Heyman's number one new guy.
Right.
He's going to redouble his efforts, focus on that guy. Blah, 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 blah.
So you think CM Punk will be holding the Intercontinental belt soon? Why not, right?
I mean, I remember there was a while back where Randy Orton was feuding with Cody Rhodes when Cody Rhodes had the belt. They had a pay-per-view match that wasn't for the belt. Like, it should have been for the belt. There was no reason it wouldn't be for the belt. It was just that Randy Orton was too big for the
Intercontinental belt. Yeah, that's them blatantly saying that he's too big for that belt.
Yeah, and you can do so much for that belt and, you know, revitalizing it as a thing to put it on someone like Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Or CM Punk. I think it will do better. It'll bring the belt more up more than bring CM Punk down to give CM Punk a title like that.
Yeah.
So, I say I would be okay with CM Punk. No, that belt deserves better than you. I'm taking it.
Sure. I mean, and that would give CM Punk something to do, at least for the next month or so.
Yeah.
You know?
And here's the thing, and this is dipping a bit into the next match, but I am so, so proud of the WWE right now.
Yeah?
Because they have successfully made the WWE Championship match the match I'm most excited about, the match I'm most looking forward to.
And not have CM Punk involved.
And the CM Punk's not involved. When it first became clear that we were going to get CM Punk versus Brock Lesnar to be at SummerSlam, especially with that meaning that there would be CM Punk versus Paul Heyman promos leading up to it.
Yeah.
It's like, that is unquestionably storyline of the summer. There it is. It's going to be, and it's honestly, it's everything I wanted it to be.
Right.
You know, this in no way fell short. But they've done such a good job with this championship match storyline
that
it has done
everything. Promos have been fantastic.
Yeah.
They're even involving McMahon and Triple H in it. Triple H is the special ref, which you know,
I can give or take, but they
want to get those few extra buys.
Yeah.
I understand it.
And so, yeah, I'm phenomenally proud of you guys. Yes. Honestly, I gotta say, good job.
Well done. You made us care about a John Cena feud.
Yeah, and John Cena's in it.
But and there was actually a point where you're like, where you watched the promo from this Monday.
Yeah.
We're like, wow, John Cena kind of showed up Daniel Bryan just now.
Yeah, no, he did. Daniel Bryan could not come back from that promo. Like, he did a good job.
But Cena really...
But Cena had the ending promo, and it went first. Yeah. And so Daniel Bryan just, he looked, you know, like he couldn't keep up with it.
You're going to get hate mail for that statement.
I know I am, but...
Bring it on, Pats.
You know what? And here's the thing. Cena cheated a little bit because he's like, you know...
He did the Make-A-Wish thing. Oh, God, there's no real comeback to that.
And that's the thing, is like...
If you're both good guys, yeah.
You have that card X amount of times. I don't know exactly what X is, but there's going to hit a line. You're like, you bring up the fact that you do Make-A-Wish every single time. And yeah. I can't boo Make-A-Wish, and you're messing up the entertainment value. You're messing up the storyline.
Yeah.
And I don't think Cena has done that yet, and I think there's very valid things... You know, where every now and then he can be like, you know, he can just reinsert that. Yeah, I met a Make-A-Wish kid.
Mm.
This Make-A-Kid, God, I'm terrible tonight.
Make-A-Kid, that's a new charity. I would donate.
He met a Make-A-Wish kid, so there's, you know, like,
yeah,
a lot of that. He can do that sometimes. This was fine, and so because he did that tonight.
Mm.
He had the better promo.
Yeah.
He came out on top. And that's the thing, is like...
Just like Daniel Bryan had the best promo the week before.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, in the suit, yeah.
But that's the thing, is the championship match should be the most important thing.
Yes.
If you're building your card right, you're doing your storylines right, the WWE Championship should be the match that I'm most invested in.
Mm-hmm.
And it is this time. So you did good, you did right. And you were going up against CM Punk and Paul Heyman promos.
Yeah.
So they're...
And you held your own.
Yeah. You had a mountain to climb, and you have successfully scaled that mountain. Good job. I gotta give hearty congratulations. I don't know where we're going from here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We could crash and burn on this whole thing, but at this moment, in this day and time...
Very real possibility.
I'm just a little floored at how well you have constructed this match.
Yeah.
That being said... You have completely ruined this match. Not you personally, the WWE.
I was about to say, what did I do?
No, you have not ruined this match.
Okay.
Don't worry, Chris.
Okay.
But the WWE, you have ruined this match. And you have ruined all future John Cena matches as long as John Cena is champion.
Yes.
Because...
Nothing will live up.
Oh, that's not what I'm going for at all.
Okay, good.
The second I see a new John Cena shirt on a kid in the crowd before the match starts, I know that John Cena's losing. Because he can't have that shirt when he's not the champion. So if there are new shirts, if there are new John Cena shirts in
the audience... Well, he still has the blue and the yellow ones, because while he was rotating those with the Champ Is Here shirt.
But he's been wearing the Champ Is Here shirt solid. When they started bringing up the shirts, I was like, oh, yeah, he can't wear that shirt when he's not champ anymore. And at some point...
So you're going to be combing through the crowd to see if there's any new John Cena
shirts. I mean, I do that every single one on the big four. I'm like, all right, because especially on WrestleMania... You know, you start looking at the crowd, because that's when John Cena has the new shirt.
Yeah.
So, they can't, you know, they're gonna have to get...
He's running out of colors.
He is running out of colors. But, you know, he's varied up a little with this one, and with the Rise Above Hate, he doesn't quite hit the, you know, Cena Skittles. So, we're doing the, you know...
I can't come up with any colors he hasn't used yet. Brown?
Yeah. Oh. What a sad kid. To go to his first WrestleMania. You get the brown Cena shirt.
You get the doo-doo shirt, kid.
Aw, thanks.
So, I asked this question while we were watching the promo.
Yeah.
So, if... Again, it's just a random question that struck my head. If Daniel Bryan does win, what images are on his the side panels of the title?
He has two panels, right?
Yes.
And Cena's are the C... You can't see. And then...
I think... I don't know what the other one is.
Yeah.
Might be the same, because I know Rock had bulls on both sides. Yeah.
I mean, he could have a no and a yes. He could have a goat.
He could just have a, the design from the Respect the Beard shirt.
Yeah, just the beard.
Yeah. The cone. So. Mm-hmm. As we like to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I would go with no and yes. I think those would be the...
More identifiable.
You know, he can lose the beard, which he will do at some point. I think the no and yes are a lot more ingrained forever in the character.
Yeah.
Such as what do you smell kind of things. I think no and yes are very much Daniel Bryan things forever.
Yeah.
That being said, I do not know who's going to win this match.
My brain says John Cena, my heart says Daniel Bryan.
It could go either way. I can easily see them.
Like, they've done a lot to try to build Daniel Bryan even more in the past month. Mm-hmm. Like, Daniel Bryan built himself up to a very high level already.
Yeah.
But this is, I don't know.
Cena's been champion since WrestleMania, right?
Yeah.
So, it's been a nice run. Daniel Bryan can carry that thing. And if we can go all the way back to the beginning of the card, I would have, at Survivor Series, I would have the Shield starting to take on John Cena. It is time. This is the biggest injustice in all of the WWE. And we are going to end this unfair and extended favoritism reign of John Cena as the face of the company. When he does not deserve it.
But you know how that's going to end.
No, I know how that's going to end. It's going to end with a dismantlement of the Shield. Shield's been around for a year.
Yeah.
And it can be done...
We're spoiled at this point that they've lasted this long.
Well, it can be done in a way that keeps all three of those wrestlers on the TV building careers of their own.
Yeah.
Because it's three. It's not seven like Nexus was.
Yeah.
So... You know, and they can seriously knock Cena around for a while.
Oh yeah, they can definitely make it last, and you know, give Cena something to do in fall and winter months.
That being said, if the Shield interrupt this match, I'm gonna be so upset.
Yeah.
And I know we can't have Cena lose cleanly, but I want this to be a clean match.
I mean, and we know what else is looming because they remind us in every. John Cena, Randy
Keith.
Orton. We all suspect that he's going to cash in on whoever wins.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, yeah, someone's going to have to cash in because they don't like having two Money in the Bank briefcases floating out there.
Yeah. But see, Randy and Daniel, like, I think that was the kind of thing that we were eyeballing beforehand, so.
Because they've done John Cena and Randy to death.
Yeah.
I don't think...
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Randy Orton's had this big fall from grace.
Mm-hmm.
It would do wonders to help build him up.
Yeah.
But it's also something that we've seen done time and time again, and I don't want to see another John Cena Randy Orton promo.
Yeah.
That alone is what I'm
not
desperately not looking forward to.
Yeah. I'm not super looking forward to that either. But Randy's gonna be champion soon, you guys.
Yeah.
So, he's gonna give a promo to somebody.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't, like, it's literally a coin flip.
I'm gonna say, Daniel Bryan and then Randy Orton.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
But the match itself, I'm gonna give it a good 5 stars. I think it's gonna be a 5-star match.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Cena has a really good chemistry with Daniel Bryan. We've seen in the past.
you guys do this right, this is a match of the year contender.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know, and we know how much they love having John Cena in the match of the year.
Mm-hmm.
As we saw last year. Because I forgot. It was... Might have been John Cena and Rock?
My match of the year.
No, I mean, like, what WWE...
decided. Oh, I don't care what they say. I'm saying this could be my match of the year. This could be not a WWE.com match of the year, a genuine match of the year.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. Yeah.
No, the match of the year is going to be Cena and The Rock.
I know.
So, moment of the year is going to be them holding up.
Even though they're getting booed out of the freaking arena.
I'm sorry. Can't you hear that crowd? Let's go Sheamus.
Speaking of, we probably should touch on that.
Yes.
So, last week, we were kind of excited that Sheamus wasn't on Raw last week, and then we found out
it's because... Who feels bad?
Sheamus was hurt. And we'll be gone for 6 months.
Yes.
I know you had a really good article this week where you talked about what you can do with Sheamus when he comes back.
Yeah.
And it's just an attempt to just kind of revitalize.
Well, that's, you know, the thing is, for me, honestly, even with all the unending hatred of Sheamus, I don't think there's any remote chance of Sheamus not being back on TV, because he got the crowd pops and his stuff was clearly selling, and, you know.
Yes.
So, I want a Sheamus that I can like on TV.
Or at least a Sheamus that, you know, we don't mind.
Yeah, I mean...
At the very least.
A Ryback-level Sheamus.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So, you know. And that's largely, yeah, what the article was about is, you know, first of all, I don't want to ever cheer for somebody getting injured.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't ever want to cheer for somebody losing their job.
Of course.
It's a thing where it's really hard to, you know, have a valid reason to me to be like, this guy should be fired from this company.
Yeah.
There are instances and cases. I'm like, this guy, you know, is literally not doing... JTG is the, you know, example everybody's going to say. I don't know why they're still employing him. I don't know what he does to earn his paycheck.
I would have said Zack Ryder, but okay.
Well, yeah.
Speaking of, all of his merchandise took a dramatic discount this week.
Did it?
Yeah, like, across the board.
Ooh, that's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
Going ahead and shipping out their things.
And he did tweet that, you know, check me out on Superstars.
Yeah.
And I responded with a YouTube clip going to the soundbite from The Price is Right. The boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Just something sad.
I mean, those guys, you know.
I know you appreciated that.
Of course you did. Those are guys where, like, I don't know what, you know, why they're doing. But I hope good things for good people.
Yes.
You know, so that's what I hope for Sheamus is, you know, honest, speedy, quick recovery, but come back with something I like.
Yes. Yes.
Or else I will be back and you know, brandishing that torch of Sheamus hatred.
Fair enough.
So, until then, carry on, Sheamus.
Carry on.
So, that's it, right?
That's right, it's time for the mail sack! Mail sack, mail sack, why is there hair in this mail sack? Mail sack, mail sack, let's all go inside. Mail sack, why is there hair in this mail sack? Mail sack, mail sack, it's your mail sack. I'm gonna start with this one. This came in right under the buzzer, like, came to us while we're recording. This comes from our great friend Blair, who we hope to have on the show again soon.
Blair.
This is for Joel.
Alright.
Joel is going to get picked on quite a bit in this mail sack. We have 5 pieces of art or something in the mail sack. Things. I'm sorry, my brain kind of shut down right there.
When you thought about mail things?
Mail things. M-A-I-L. That mail, yes. This is for Joel. Mark Henry and The Miz are both hanging onto a cliff and can't hang on for much longer. You can only save one. One of them is going to die. Which one do you save? And it does say Mark Henry's weight is not allowed to be a factor.
That was my literal first thought. I was like, can I save Mark Henry at all?
If you choose to save him, you have the sudden assistance of Teamsters in a forklift. And go.
I don't know, disregarding the I hold a man's life in my hands, because that's stressful. I'm going to be like, I hold the man's career in my hands? Probably The Miz.
I mean, Mark Henry's had a career.
Yeah, Mark Henry's had a career. Mark Henry.
So it's like, you know, if there's an old man and a child,
mm-hmm.
you're going to save the child first.
Yeah.
Miz still has a career left.
Maybe, in theory.
In theory.
That is the hope that I have.
Yes, when it's a very optimistic outlook, yes.
When I reach out towards him. is that, yeah, earn this. That's exactly what it is.
Earn this second chance, Miz. This is your Daniel Bryan slap in the face.
Yes.
That's something I said on Twitter. I was like, Daniel Bryan was talking about the, you know, slap another man in the face to get him energized. I was like, mm-hmm. well, somebody needs to slap Miz in the face and freaking get his career on
track. That was the thing. Poor Miz had to stand there and not say anything for this awkward extended period of time.
And he just had that snarky look on his face.
And I was really kind of excited at the beginning of this, the whole Miz TV, because I was like, there are three faces in the ring who all don't like each other.
Yeah.
Like, and that's a big thing where they're having a big problem, like, circa 2008 or so,
mm-hmm.
where it was like, all the faces are best friends, and all the heels are best friends.
Miz is still just like The Rock, right?
What?
Like you said last week, he's following The Rock's footsteps.
Yeah.
So he's just like The Rock.
Why? What are you gonna?
I'm just.
What are you gonna hit me with?
I'm not gonna do anything. I'm just reestablishing that point.
I'm saying that's what The Miz should be going for.
Okay. Well, that's what everyone should be going.
That's
for.
That's what everybody should be going for right now. But The Miz, you know, has worked as a heel and can get snarky into face mode.
Yeah.
You know.
Which is that's that it fits for him.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
So.
Next we have Neil. And this comes from a nice little conversation we had
from live
here at the apartment. Why would you want CM Punk to be the new member of 3MB?
Don't want CM Punk to be the
new member. Why do you want him to be the fourth M, as you put it?
We were trying to come up with terrible, terrible shirts.
Oh, because last WrestleMania, if you didn't see the pictures, our good friend Jason, who is a great artist, he'll love that I'm talking about him on the podcast.
Of course.
He made t-shirts for anyone who wanted them. He made himself an AJ shirt that looked really good. He made me a Fandango shirt, just because there were no Fandango shirts at the time.
Yeah.
Made you a Ref McDreamy, mm-hmm. Brad Maddox
shirt. For a Brad Maddox shirt.
So, I came up with the idea, because you have this new thing for Heath Slater.
I don't. That's not Heath Slater. It's 3MB.
Oh, and then you corrected me. You said that, you know, you have it's a more of a 3MB thing, and so I was like, you're probably gonna have Jason make you a 3MB shirt this year at WrestleMania, aren't you? And Jason groaned.
And then to make the worst possible 3MB shirt, it was the CM Punk fist, but holding up three fingers the way 3MB does.
And then, the entire internet will descend upon you.
And the caption is, "I am the fourth B." Yeah. No, I'm the fourth M. That's it.
The fourth B? M.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm the fourth M. This is a terrible shirt. This is a terrible idea.
But it would be funny.
It would be funny. Yeah. It'd be a funny
and
shirt.
And you would gladly wear that shirt on WrestleMania.
I wear that shirt on WrestleMania night, yes.
Yes.
No.
Good thing we do that in the privacy of one of our homes.
The fun appreciation for 3MB in no way relates to the genuine appreciation and respect for the skills and careers of CM Punk.
Mm.
And I have to explain this every time 3MB comes up. No, it's their heel versions of Santino. It's comic relief and blah blah blah. They're just a heel version of it. I don't care. They entertain me. Should you ever put a belt on them? No. Boo. I will ride that torch as well.
I'm glad we cleared all that up.
No. But Neil took it and ran with it. No, I don't want CM Punk to be the new member of 3MB.
Okay. This comes from Rhett. He posted this on wrestling.insidepulse.com. We were talking about the new pay-per-view Battleground. And Rhett says, Battleground, could it be the WWE version of War Games approaching? with WWE releasing the War Games DVD compilation and Triple H seemingly taking over more and more, could we see it come to fruition? Triple H has already stated that he's a fan of the match. That would be really interesting.
Yeah.
It would be something different in the WWE. You know, granted, we've seen this a ton in the past with, you know, War Games and everything. But I would like, hey, yeah, it would be something different that they could at least try.
Yeah. I mean, when's the last time you have seen one?
I can't think of it off the top of my head.
And, you know,
sometime in the '90s, probably.
Yeah, think of the fact that they are bringing back, you know, the Inferno match right now, a bit slightly different.
Well, yeah, yeah. A new take on it.
Yeah.
Which could be what
Battleground is. Yeah. So.
Fair enough.
I'll take it. You know, again, something different is the important thing here.
This comes from our email, and if you would like to send your questions and comments, you can send those to our email. That's classofringattire@gmail.com. This comes from our favorite, I guess, Roomba.
Yeah, I guess our, favorite Roomba. Nope, second favorite, because I'm still going to put DJ Roomba.
DJ Roomba is still... So Pussbot 3000, you have a steep kill to slowly...
to vacuum.
Slowly vacuum up. So put an iPod and some speakers on you. Wait, matter of fact, don't do that, because all you'll do is play Sheamus' theme.
Yep.
Yes, Pussbot 3000 is a WWE-themed Roomba that was programmed by Blair, and we still haven't forgave him for that yet. He sent us this email, because I'm assuming he got out of his cage, with, Where is Sheamus? Where is he? Blair was teasing me and said that he was injured, and then Cole said that he was injured? Why? Why does the world hate me so? Why? Why can't I can't? Who do you guys think will take up the Brogian Barbarian's throne in his absence? This I can't. Wah! Dramatic reading over.
I like the Brogian Barbarian's throne part.
That was... Pussbot got his hands on a thesaurus.
Apparently so. I mean, same stuff I just said about Sheamus.
Sheamus. Yeah.
If you know this question was up, why did you ask the Sheamus thing first?
Sorry, I forgot.
Chris.
Hopefully, Pussbot, this has already been answered for you. He'll be back in 6 months. You'll be okay. Just, you know, rewatch all of his matches on YouTube. I don't know if... Well, I mean, I would... Well, you've somehow found access to emails. I'm sure you can find access
just
to...
Just dial 1-800-FELLA.
Pussbot also commented on a YouTube video that we had.
Really?
Yeah, he has his own YouTube now. I don't want to... I really hope he's not producing any videos.
Just vacuuming a giant C with a Ghostbusters sign on it in the carpet, the way you, like, make the lines in the carpet with a vacuum.
Yeah.
Moving right along.
Dig-a-dig-dig-a-dig. This one also is for Joel.
Golly. We know who the favorite is tonight.
Yeah, this is a special request that I received on my Facebook from Joel's unidentified girlfriend that we still have not said her name on here, and I think that's probably for the best.
For the best.
And she asks, Joel, who is the bad guy in the second season of Digimon?
Do you know what I said when she said she was going to tell Chris? I said, he's going to do this on the podcast.
She told me to.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my gosh, you guys. His name's Kenichi Jojo.
Yeah?
Why is it Kenichi Jojo?
I didn't even think about it. Yeah, okay.
It's Ichi Jojo. Oh man, for those who don't know, Digimon is on Netflix Instant right now.
Yeah.
So you can go and watch some Digimon. So... We were watching Digimon. We were watching the first season because it started at the beginning. And it just came back to me in this flood of childhood memories that I had not dwelled upon in like 10, 15 years. And his name is Kenichi Jojo. And it struck me as so funny. And I couldn't contain myself.
Yeah, she was messaging me. And she's like, yeah, this is the new Sam Fell in a Ditch. I was like, I don't know, but okay. That's a completely inside joke right there. Our friends right now who listen to this podcast are laughing their butts off right now.
Yeah, it took me a while after I remembered Kenichi Jojo. It was late at night.
Well, yeah, yeah, that
I remembered Kenichi
Jojo. The funniest things on this podcast is when we're recording at 1 in the morning, yes.
So, yes, just enjoy yourself with knowing that this name was so badly translated. His name is Kenichi Jojo. And done.
And done. So, mail sack empty.
Mail sack empty. All right. Anything else for you?
I'm good.
I'm good as well. But you need to remember that you can follow us on Twitter, at CR Attire, where we tweet all appropriate Mondays. I'm assuming we'll be tweeting a delayed SummerSlam.
Whenever I get off work, we will do hashtag CRA Nights.
So follow the hashtag for lots of fun, classic ring attire.
As long as decisions. I feel up to it. It gets pretty late.
Yeah, no, the first three matches get lots of tweets.
Yes. Absolutely. And if you have any questions, comments, anything you want us to address here on the show, you can send those to our email. That is classicringattire@gmail.com. Fill up that mail sack. We got up to five. It felt pretty full. I think we could fit some more in there.
Keep on filling.
Keep it up.
Remember, we are on iTunes. You can subscribe there. You can download it. You get new episodes coming straight to you every single week. You can give us a rating of
5 stars.
Or you can give us a review, or both. Everything's appreciated.
And if you are listening to this on wrestling.insidepulse.com, leave us a comment on there. We'd love to hear from you. It could be like Rhett. We could read your comment here on the show.
All right. Until next time, stay classy and huzzah.
Huzzah.